Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Chuckwagon tales told by the survivors of the Battle of Hazlitt described a push into the valuable mining towns of the area from the tip of Illinois. The Quislings and Grogs made a fortress of the little crossroads town, and only a concentration of every available bear in eastern Missouri, backed up by wolves and a guard regiment, forced them out again. It might have been worse, but Valentine learned that a company of wolves had ambushed reinforcements at the Mississippi, sacrificing themselves to keep the road to Hazlitt closed. Out of 100 wolves, a bare 16 now licked their wounds on the banks of the Whitewater River. It was this destruction of Foxtrot Company that led Captain LaHave, the senior wolf officer in the area, to send for Valentine one afternoon. Zulu Company was preparing to return below the state line again, as an incursion in the northeast might mean an even larger one in the southwest. Valentine wondered, as he answered the summons that afternoon, what the news would be. LaHave always hit his officers, whenever possible, with bitter medicine early in the morning and saved the sugar for evenings. So an afternoon conference might be a trail mix assortment of sweet and sour. Valentine found LaHave by a commissary wagon sharing a cup of coffee with an unknown, clean-shaven wolf.
David Valentine, meet Randall Harper. Sergeant Harper here is part of the command staff. A courier, to be exact.
The young men shook hands. Harper seemed a little young to be a sergeant, particularly on the command staff, but then Valentine was even younger to be a lieutenant. The courier's cheerful smile brightened his whole face to such a degree that Valentine liked him from first sight.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Valentine, you were going on a trip. I need some young legs to accompany Harper here on a 400-mile jaunt, all the way up to Lake Michigan, as a matter of fact.
I've got two bags of mail and one of dispatches, sir.
Why me, sir?
Normally, an officer from Foxtrot Company and another wolf would go, but as of these last few days, Foxtrot doesn't exist anymore and probably won't for another year or so. There's only acting lieutenants in the junior position in the other two wolf companies, and I don't know enough about them to pick one. And you're from the Great White North, so I thought you'd like a trip back up. I was going to send you up with Paul Samuels anyway on one of his recruiting sweeps, but this'll be a better experience for you.
Mounted or afoot, sir?
With a little luck, you'll be mounted all the way. Three horses plus a spare is what you have, right, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. The fourth would carry the mail and some oats, or if we lose one, it'll be a remount.
So a third man is going, sir. Who'll that be?
LaHave patted Valentine on the shoulder.
Take who you want, Valentine. Except for Patel, I need him. And he's too old to cover 40 miles a day for long stretches anymore.
Valentine mentally ran down the list of wolves in Zulu Company.
I'll take Gonzalez, sir. He has the best nose in the company, and he's first rate with his hunting bow.
Take him with my compliments, Lieutenant. Let me know your needs. I realize the company wagons haven't caught up with us yet, but I can probably scrounge you up just about anything. Questions?
The only questions that came to Valentine's mind implied evading responsibility, so he remained silent.
You two get together with Gonzalez and talk it through. I know you've made the trip a couple of times, Hopper, so tell as much about the route to the other two as you can, just in case. You leave at dawn.
Gladly, sir.
Harper accepted the possibility of his death, suggested by the just in case, with the same sunny smile. That evening, Gonzalez joined them in an informal campfire conference.
Seems like a lot of effort to deliver a few letters. How often do you do this?
Two or three times a year. Southern Command tries to stay in touch with the other resistance pockets, at least the big ones. This is information we don't want to broadcast on the shortwave. That's why if it looks like we're going to be taken, you need to pour the fluid in the flasks onto the dispatches and burn them.
If the Reapers are closing in, I'm going to be too busy to start any fire, Sarge.
Valentine mopped up his stew with a slab of bread.
How long are we going to be gone?
It depends on the horses, and then the sailors. If we can come up with feed now and then, about 2 weeks per leg, but there's no guarantee the ship will be in Whitefish Bay on time. The lake's fleet has trouble of its own. Luckily, the Kurians don't pay much attention to the ships, unless they get too close to a city they care about. We'll just have to wait if they aren't there.
Never had any problems running the mail?
Harper's smile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?